The Gemara here on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Beis says that when a person learns, it becomes his Torah, whatever that means. So Rashi brings from a Gemara elsewhere that in the beginning it's Torah Hashem Chafzai, it's Hashem's Torah. When you learn, it becomes your Torah. Now, to call it your Torah, make people feel good, I understand, but the Gemara is saying it's a halacha concept. Gemara says, how could a Talmud Chacham be Meichel on his Kavod? It's God's Kavod. He became a Talmud Chacham. He's learning Torah. It's Rabbi Hashem's Kavod. So the Gemara says, no, Torah Delayhu. The Torah is his Torah. Because he becomes a Balabas on the Torah, and mainly could be Meichel. So I'm not sure I understand it technically. It doesn't mean it's his Torah. It's still the Rabbi Hashem's Kavod. But the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, Torah Delayhu, it's his Torah. I don't know exactly what it means. You may understand what it means, it's his Torah.
We get the mashal that if a person gives a car to somebody else, I can't be mashal, let's say he gives me a car, I can't be mashal, say you scratch up the car, but a car is wrong in this case, gives it to you and says, I'm going to consider it as if it's yours, because you worked on it, I'm giving it to you as if it's yours, you did it.
Because you worked on it, I consider it to be yours. It's like you get ownership. Hashem is makna to you. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so what? Konar chachma. He owns what? Hashem gave us a present. He gave us Torah. So it's not God's covenant, it's my covenant. When I see whatever. Okay. That's what it says. Somehow it becomes your Torah. Now, it's a halacha concept. It's there in Avodah Zarah where it's brought. It's a gaditas. You know, it's a halacha. But here it seems to be a halacha, and from this comes the tumul in the photos that's ahead here. Machloik is the brothers-in-law, the Netziv and the Archa Shulchan, seem to argue in the following. The Netziv is a fascinating shayla. You can't find it in Mafteach. I remembered it. I kept on turning through the Netziv. I couldn't find it. Because since it's the second shayla in the Tshuva, it's not in the Mafteach. So you got to mark it down in your Netziv. But anyway, a fascinating shaila. A Talmud Chacham was nifter, and he left a tzava that his children, they're allowed to print his chidushim, but they're not allowed to print the tshuvas that he wrote. When people asked him a shaila, he wrote a tshuva la'alacha, he asked them to ever print the tshuvas that he wrote. He said, because when I'm in the sugya, I'm learning the sugya, and I write something, I'm sure I'm right. But if someone sends me a shayla, I'm not in the sugya, but I have to paskin, so I do the best I could. But I'm not so sure I'm right, so therefore that I don't want you to publish. That was his tzava. So the children asked the netziv if they have to listen. They had all these tshuvas and they wanted to publish it. Do they have to listen? So netziv, first he talks about whether it's correct, what the Nifter said, that what he wrote in Tshuvas is less reliable than when he was learning the Sugya. And the Tziv says it's not correct, it's not true. That, first of all, he writes, when you write a Tshuva, you have the aim of the Psak, and you do get into it, which the person could debate. And then he says, there's a special Siyata Dishmaya. When a person has a shayla that's asked of him, he has a special siyata d'shmaya to get the psak right. It's famous that Chaim Sofer used to say that he could tell when someone asks him a shayla if he's just making up the shayla to ask him, or if it's really halacha l'maisa. Like if it's halacha l'maisa, he felt siyata d'shmaya, and sometimes he told somebody, "You're making this up. I'm not making it up. I don't feel that siyata d'shmaya." So Chaim Sofer could feel it. But anyway. He says he's wrong. It's interesting. The Torah says that there's a stira between the tshuvas of the Rosh and the psakim of the Rosh. On the Gemara, we follow the piskei harosh, not the tshuvas. So the Shoyl said, you see, I'm right. You see, the tshuva is less reliable than the psak. So the Netziv rejects that. Netziv says that it can't be true. It must be that the children of the Rosh knew that the Psakim were written later, or some other reason, unnamed reason, why by the Rosh you relied on the Psakim more than the Tshuvas.
Is the Tshuvas the Rosh of Shaila and who wrote it?
No, the Tshuvas the Rosh, I don't think so. Anyway, that's the first part. he writes. Then he says, about a tzava, if someone gives a tzava, I don't want you to publish my chidushim. I am ready to publish it. Does he have a right? So he says, Hashkafa Rishayna, he has a right. Our Gemara says, Seirasai, Torah Dileihu, Seirasai Yegei Moyoi, but becomes his Torah. Our Gemara seems to mean it lahalacha, it's his Torah. If it's his Torah, what?
It's not his anymore.
It's not his anymore. I guess when it was his,
right,
he made a tzava. So if I own, if somebody owns something, he says, I ask you to have enough from it, and then he dies, some of stum, this stays.
I don't know.
If he asks it, well, I assume it stays. And they, you're allowed to ask your things on other people.
So,
but once I ask it on people, I assume that it remains. It remains.
Why?
Because once it's mine, and I can ask it, I assume so.
You don't own it when you're not here.
He's tithing that once a person dies, he doesn't own it. Okay. It's a good argument. But anyway, the Netziv doesn't name on there. Netziv names on, he says, Bashkafa Rishayin, it's his Torah, Torah Delayhu, and he has a right to answer it on whoever he wants. And then he says, Avol. Now, to me, it's a fascinating thing. I don't see, if you read the words, I don't see a klara raya. He says, Avol, La'acharayin Einaykein. When you say the Torah is his, what do you mean the Torah is his? It's Bar's Torah. He says it means only that he has the Torah Sano, he has the right to give it to whomever he wants. In other words, he may chedush a Torah, he could teach it here, he could teach it there. He has a right to give it out, like you have Truma. Truma, it's your Truma, what does it mean it's your Truma? You can give it to any Kayan you want. But you can't say, I'm just going to destroy it. Nobody will get it. You have the right to give it to whoever you want. He says, Torah is the same thing. You have a right to give it to whoever you want, but you have no right to ask for it on the whole world. That's what he says. It's a funny thing because he says it with a certainty, and he's passing the halacha that you could publish it, because he has no right to ask it on everybody. And I looked through it carefully. I don't see a raya. I don't see anywhere in the shtickle where he brings any sort of raya. He says it's a svara, so it's a mitzvah to teach. So it can't be that he could ask anybody to learn it. I don't know. It's the break the places of Nitziv. Nitziv. They say a nirali of the rush is more than a raya. It's a nirali of the Nitziv that you can't ask it on the whole world. See, there they asked it because they held those apikursis. That's something else. If somebody thinks they're apikursis, of course he could ask it. They asked it to Rambam because they felt that his mahalach was not an authentic Torah mahalach. But that doesn't prove a person could ask his own Torah. No? I understand. But you see, it doesn't prove that a person who says there's no apikursis, but I'm not reliable though, I don't want you to do it. Anyway, this is the psak of the Netziv. So Netziv paskes halacha. If someone says, I don't want anybody learning this Torah, you can publish it without reservation. That's what he says. And Mestam, not only after he died, even when he's alive. He says, I don't want anybody to say over the Shtickle Torah, you can say it over. Unless he claims it's apikoros, it's something wrong.
What about money things?
What?
Like,
to make money from
it.
All right, so I'll mention that in a second. The Aruch HaShulchan on Hilchus Nedarim was published. It's not in the regular sets of the Aruch HaShulchan. It was left in Russia and for some reason never got out. And they published Aruch HaShulchan for 60 or 70 years without one volume. And he writes that Kasafti in that Simon, and we don't have the Simon. After the fall of the Iron Curtain, they took out and they published the ninth volume of Aruch HaShulchan. I assume in the new sets it'll be there. And it has Hilchus Nedarim. I remember when it first came out, I felt bad for it. You know, like the Aruch HaShulchan, everybody learns. And this is a new chelik. So I decided I'll learn it a little bit. And I bumped into an Aruch HaShulchan that's the opposite of the Netziv. The Aruch HaShulchan that I circled in Simur Reish Chaf Hei, he starts by saying, the Rambam, Amar Nevuchim, writes, Ani Mishbiya B'Lekei Yizbarach. He says, Amashbiya, in God's name, anybody who learns my sefer, now he says v'chulu, it doesn't say why he was mashbia. But if you look there, he was mashbia that nobody should learn pieces of Meir Nevuchim. Either learn it the whole thing straight, or don't learn it at all. He asks that anybody to learn Meir Nevuchim just small pieces at a time. You mekayim that. You don't learn small pieces at a time, Meir Nevuchim. So he asks to anybody to learn small pieces of Meir Nevuchim one at a time. The Baal Amor was mashbia. No one could print the Baal Amor unless they print the Hagdama along with it. So the question that he asks is, what right does a person have to say, I'm mashbia you, that you're not going to do it? What do you mean, I'm mashbia you're not going to do it? I'm not willing to swear. I'm mashbia you, you're not going to eat ice cream. Yeshkayach, I'm going to eat ice cream anyway. You can't be mashbia me. I have to swear. What does it mean that the Rambam was mashbia people? The Baal Amor was mashbia people. What does it mean? So Rav HaShulchan says, no. By Torah Dileihu, and he can be mashbia anyone. Just like if I own something, I can ask it on other people. His Torah is his Torah, and he could ask it on anybody he wants. And what you said, Hashi, he writes at the end that it's even more than Loidami Ledvarim Gashmian, Shalach HaMoisam Einish Shalahem. Torah, even after you die, it's still your Torah. So Rav HaShulchan says the opposite. He says it's your Torah and you can ask on anybody you want. I don't know who wrote it, and is it true that because he wrote it, yeah? I don't know. You know, he's saying supernaturally. You know, I'm telling you, Chesha Mishpat, if I say I don't want anybody to print my Torah without my Agdama, so I could ask it on people. If it prints it without the Agdama, what have they really do? But that's not what he said. That's Dar Shulchan means. Ani mashbia. He says, how can you be mashbia? He says, how can you be mashbia? The guy didn't swear. So he said, this is what he says. So the tziv holds that you really don't have the kayach to ask the attire. And the Rashi says, you could, unless the Rashi agrees with it, doesn't sound like, but if you would agree that to ask on everybody you can't, but mashbia you could, but that's lashon. Lashon is that it's tayr delayu, it's mamish's tayr. So the question is, why, does that apply to Torah? Is Torah his that he could ask it? That's what Torah HaShulchan says. The Nisiv doesn't agree with that. So it says, what's the Achaz Kama V'Kama? Gashmi, it's your own. Our Torah doesn't mean your own Torah. It's very hard to understand. Doesn't mean your own Torah. So there is kibbut avim taner the tzava, but you have to give up your Torah for that. I don't know. You have to give up your Torah for it. The Talmid could print it. It sounds like Talmid wanted to print it.
Would it be different than any intangible item? Would the Torah be different than any other intangible item?
That's a good question. The stipler has a letter. He says, you're saying, the stipler, Chelek Aleph, Kuf Tzadik Gimel, I'm not going to read it because it's late, he says, I don't know what kayach a person has to aser, even when he's alive, to aser. Someone gives a shir, says, I don't want anybody to publish this. Stefan says, what power do you have to say? I don't want anybody to publish it. Now, someone gives a shir, I'm going to say a shir. I don't want anybody to publish it. What power do you have to say? I don't want anybody to publish it. Librarily, me'ezer kayach, yeh, a yoyrish. He's talking about learning. Yochel la'akiv. He says, so he does say that if a person is printing it and you're causing him a hefsid mamin, it's one thing. But a person just says, I only buy printing my Torah, he says, where do you get a power? Well, what power do you have to ask for someone from printing it by Torah? Someone tells a good joke, Lahavdol. So you can ask some people from printing the joke. So why should Torah be any different? It's his joke, it's his Torah. What? Lahavdol, I don't mean, but... So it's interesting. Intellectual property, if there's a commercial value, then you're not allowed to print it. But if there's no commercial value, there's no intellectual property. If a person wants to publish it himself, this type is masking. But just to say no one could publish it, so what does that mean? So if there's a commercial value, if there's a loss, that's true. But if there's no, if it's not being sold, so then the question is based on what? The intellectual property is property, but it has to be a property that has a value. This is what the stipler says. So Darko Shulman say, what do you mean? Torah Dilayu. It says Torah. So it's a fascinating dispute. I must tell you, I've mentioned it here before, that Rav Palm was very nervous that after his Patira, people are going to publish his Piskei Halachas. He had notebooks, he had Mechberesin with Piskei Halacha, and he was very nervous people were going to publish it. After he passed away, I went with his son, we went through his desk and through his papers. He destroyed all of his Mechberesin that had Piskei Halachas before he went to the hospital. He destroyed them all. Nobody has them. I happened to have one because he had given me one for whatever reason at some point. So I make copies of it, so I have one of them. But he destroyed all. He didn't want anybody to publish it. He said, they make me into a Gadol Hadar, and they're going to rely on what I said, Kilu, you know, Tzalach Mishum Sinai. And he didn't want. And he destroyed them. Actually, when he was in the hospital, he was already on a respirator. I asked him for reshus, if I could take these things and publish them, and I told him on bottom, I'll write Maror Mekoymis and Chelukei Deis. So when I asked him, he was in a respirator. He was nodding yes and no. So he didn't nod, not yes and not no. So I didn't understand why. So I said, Rebbe, is the reason you're not nodding because the answer isn't yes and the answer isn't no? So he shook his head vigorously, yes. So but I never got an explanation. Later, when we looked for the notebooks, his son said he remembered he had said that he's going to destroy them. People are going to make halachas out of them. Well, if someone destroys them, then there's no shaila. You can't print them because you don't have them to print. But anyway, it's just an interesting machlaik. It's fascinating. Torah Dileihu, if it's mamish Dileihu.